Distorted View Daily proudly presents Teenage Girls with Tourette's Applying Nail Polish.
You didn't get it all, Grandma. You're being careless.
Stupid. God. Alyssa, get your foot up.
Being careless. Might as well don't do it at all.
You can't.
F you. I can't. Whoops, I got it on the chair. Oh, well. Hate you.
Sometimes I think, oh my God, you know, I can't handle this anymore. And then I think, what do parents do that have terminally ill children? And that's how I have to deal with it.
Grandma, can you come do my other one, please?
Need it.
Not be careless. The second one. Can you count? One, two, three!
That was smart, Alyssa. Because now you
can you count?
All over me.
Don't get mad at me. I have Tourette's, damn it.
That's the one I love the best.
Picture.
I have Tourette's! Come on!
Alyssa, is your hair done?
Yeah.
It's past me 30.
Yeah!
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loose is up in my mouth.
It's smelling like a milkshake.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 you make
away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes! Timothy James Henson back here with you to kick off a brand new week of shows. I have got a great one for you today, in addition to all of the normal stupidity that you've grown to tolerate from me. I've also got a very special guest today on the program, all the way from the exotic land of the UK. Yes, I'm talking about England. It's a glamorous land full of deluxe people. And today I have one of these Englanders on the program. I'm going to expose you to a little bit of culture today. Because that is what you simpletons need. All right, you need to be exposed to this. You're too common. It's broaden your horizons for a change. What's that? Oh, they're called British, not Englanders. Whatever. All right, I'm not going to tell you why my special guest is speaking to me today, but it'll be a surprise. Let's get him on the line right now.
Hello.
Hello, is this Pony?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Pony, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me. How are you doing, man?
I'm good.
All right, now, before we get into why you are on the show here, why don't you talk to my listeners, tell them a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
Well, I'm 18. I live in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And as you probably find out, I have sex with horses.
Okay, well, we'll get right into that then. yes, Pony
yeah.
is a horse lover, right? Now,
yeah.
At what age did you realize that you were attracted to horses?
Well, it started about like a young age, like around 7 years old, and I didn't really like do anything with horses back then. I didn't do riding or anything, but I like whenever I saw them on a TV, like example, I like you know, got a little bit excited, I guess.
As a seven year old, you got excited seeing horses on the television.
Yeah, I mean, like they look pretty cool and stuff.
Okay,
know?
So at first it wasn't a sexual thing. You just said, oh, these horses look kind of cool. I'd like to spend some time around them.
Oh yeah.
And then later you spent some time in them. So when did you first have a sexual experience with a horse?
Oh, that was about like a couple of years ago. When I was like 16 years old, I got out of school and I went right into like this horse college thing. And
a horse college?
To learn how to care for them. And okay. That's where I started.
Now, let's go through this here. I want to hear about your first date with a horse, your first sexual encounter. What set the mood for me? What time of day was it? Was it in a burn? Did you go to a burn?
Oh, no, it was just in the stable, and it was around, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. And what type of horse was it? Like, what color was it? It was a female, right?
Yeah, it's a gray pony it was. I first looked out the stable door to see if anyone's around, and I started, lifting up its tail and, fingering it.
Were you smelling it? Like, did you sniff it? You know, like guys like will sniff women's necks. You know.
Yeah.
Did you smell the horse?
Well, I did like have a little sniff when I like started licking it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what exactly were you licking?
It's vagina.
Okay. And what does horse vagina taste like?
Well, after I got a piss or something, it kind of tastes like beer.
It has a beer taste to it.
Yeah, I guess you can say that. Yeah.
Horse pussy is a bit hoppy.
What?
You know, the hops and the barley and the...
Oh, yeah. It does,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So is that all you did with the horse at that time? You just licked its pussy, or did you actually go further with it?
Oh, I didn't, like, go further until, like, a couple months after that.
Okay. And was it with the same horse again, or was it a different horse?
Yeah, it's the same one.
Okay. And then what did you do the second time?
Stuck my cock up its fucking vagina.
And how did the horse respond to that?
Well, she just, like, looked at me and...
like, what the fuck
like,
are you doing?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, you know, you stick your... the horse has to realize it's not... I don't know. That's not a normal thing for the horse to experience, right?
Well, I did a little foreplay first, you know, like...
Get her in the mood?
Yeah. So just in the mood.
How do you get a horse in the mood?
Well, just like, you know, turn it on a little bit, rubbing it in a little bit, you know?
Oh, okay, gotcha. And so did you come inside the horse?
Oh, yeah, after about, like, 3 minutes, it's fucking awesome it was.
Oh, wow. So how many times, okay, so that was the second time. First time you just, you gave it oral. Second time you actually went ahead and, you know, fucked it to completion. How many times have you actually been with horses now since the age of 16?
Oh, about three, I guess. Not that much. I haven't been doing much these days.
Is it just female horses you're attracted to, or, like, any horse?
Any horse, but I prefer the mares the most.
Okay. Why is that? Just because of the pussy?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Have you ever been with a male horse?
Yeah, I haven't been around any stallions, only geldings. You know what that is, don't you?
They've been... castrated.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't really do anything with them. Do they get excited, or...?
Well, I don't know if they can actually feel anything, like, you know, get excited or anything, but... you know, it's like licking his sheath and stuff.
And, okay, so we've determined that horse pussy tastes like strong beer. What does horse cock taste like?
Oh, it tastes like human cock, it does.
Human cock. So have you tasted human cock?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh my god, okay. you don't care what goes in your mouth, do you?
No, I'll have it all, I will.
So we'll get back to horses in a second. I'm just kind of curious, have you ever, I mean, you've apparently sucked cock, have you been with women, like human women?
I'm working on it right now, yeah.
So you decided to start with horses, then move to guys, and then you're going to end up with, hopefully, a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
actually,
I lost my virginity at 9 years old, actually.
To who?
My cousin.
Was it a boy cousin?
Yeah.
So do you think maybe that has something to do with the fact that you like horses? Because, you know, you basically, I don't know, were raped?
It's just a bit of homosexual experiment.
Oh, okay. How old was your cousin at the time? Was like a young...
Oh, he's about 13 years old.
Oh, okay.
So he knew what he was doing. He went with it.
Yeah. Sure. Do you want to be with humans, or are you pretty much... You just sort of want to stick with horses?
Well, I'll try and alternate between the two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Switch it up.
Yeah.
You've sucked a horse cock. You've never gotten fucked by a horse, right?
One day I will, yeah.
That's something else you want to experience.
Oh, yeah.
You are just open to anything.
Yeah, I'll try anything.
Wow. Now, what I found interesting is we were emailing back and forth for a while, and you said that you kind of like to woo the horses, sort of take them on a date, if you will, before you actually...
Oh, yeah.
Start to, you know, fuck them. Kind of like, you know, you would go on a date with a normal woman. What is a horse date? What do you do on a horse date?
Well, it's just any activity, really, like grooming them or riding them. It's like bonding in this film.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, and that like build up trust or something.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would like to read just a quote from an email that you you wrote me. And this is where I believe you first mentioned that the pussy tastes like beer. It says, to this day, I've licked out a mare until my tongue was numb. Does your tongue become raw? Are their pussies rough?
No, like, the vagina's like kind of loose and sloppy inside, which is nice. But it's like a cold day it was, so.
Are there any other animals that you're, like, attracted to, or is it just pretty much just horses?
Just horses. Well, I did get my dog to lick my cock one time, but that was just a one-off.
But did it feel good? Did you like that?
Nah, I didn't like it, really.
No, you didn't. I mean,
dogs ain't my thing.
Did you, put peanut butter, or was it just, you had your cock out and your dog walked up to you and started to lick it?
I just, had the dog under the sheets while I was naked and just, grabbed his head and, shifted into my cock, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, does anyone know about your particular fetish here?
Oh, well, I've told a couple of friends of mine, yeah.
Yeah, now, DB listener Nick was the one who got us in touch with one another. How do you know Nick?
Well, ages ago, I was friends with this guy called Horse. You know, like, my name's Pony with a Q. His was, Horse with a Q. And Nick was one of his friends, and we just, got to know each other then.
Oh, I see. And Nick knows about the fact that you like to play with horses. And what does he think about that? Does Nick mess around with animals?
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't mind me doing it, though, I don't think.
He doesn't mind, okay. Very good. Well, and you're over there in the UK, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, just a fascinating story. I appreciate you coming on to the show. I have no idea what else to ask you. I feel like we covered a lot of information in a very short amount of time. Gotta let this all sink in.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the only perverted thing I've done.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just continue on here, then. What else have you done?
Yeah, you talk about me now.
Okay, yes.
Well, I've done it like a little bit of diapering.
Okay.
You know what that is, yeah?
Yeah, infantilism thing, right? Where you put the diaper on and you shit yourself and piss yourself and all that sort of stuff. So are you into scat and piss, or is it just the baby thing that you're into?
I'm into a little bit of it, yeah. I haven't done it in a while, though.
So when you say you're into it a little bit, what does that mean?
Well, I'm not too fussed on it.
You don't mind shit on yourself, right? Would you eat it?
No, I'd never eat it.
Okay, so that's really where you draw the line.
Yeah.
All right, anything else you're into?
No, that's pretty much it, really, I guess.
Well, that's plenty, my friend.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, if you meet a girl, for instance, would you tell her about your horse... your love for the horse, or is that something that you would keep from her?
Oh, that's something I'd definitely keep until, we probably married or something.
Really? I feel like maybe you should tell her before you get married, because that's a deal-breaker for a lot of women.
Yeah, I know. Although, I still haven't thought about her much, though. So.
Yeah, well, the trick is to find someone who's also into horses. Would you mind being, with a girl who liked to be fucked by horses? Would that be something that you could get into, or would you get jealous?
No, I get into that.
Yeah,
if she's pretty hard luck. No.
Have you seen that documentary that I play clips of on the show all the time, where there's the couple that are into horses?
Are they obese or something?
Oh yeah, they're not attractive at all. No, they're.
Oh
messes.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Okay. So you'd like that type of relationship, just with someone attractive?
Yeah, it's someone attractive and normal looking.
Fair enough. That's a tall order, though, when you're talking about horse fuckers. Are you normal looking, do you think?
Oh, again, loads of girls always tell me I'm cute looking, so even boys.
Yeah, I always think that could be the reason why people turn to animals, because they're too hideous looking to find a human partner. But that's not a problem for you, right? I mean, you're banging your cousin.
I don't think so. I mean, I've never had sex with a woman before, but, I'm working on it right now.
Right. But I don't understand. If a lot of girls say that you're cute, why don't you, seal the deal? What's the problem?
I don't know. I'm just, a quiet, guy. He, doesn't really, say a lot.
Okay.
I don't know.
Maybe I can help you out. I know I've got a lot of UK listeners. If there's a girl out there
who would like to bang Pony and doesn't mind the fact that he bangs ponies, get in touch with him or get in touch with me. I'll try to hook you up.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, no problem. Now, do you, like, go online? Do you search for, like pony porn?
Well, there's this one website that I, like, you know, frequently go to.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that you look at, like, bestiality porn more or less than like, human porn?
I think I look at, like, you know, the bestiality porn more.
Now, do you have that stuff saved on your computer? I don't know what the laws are over there in the UK when it comes to bestiality. In the States here, it's kind of like on a state-by-state basis, I believe, and most states have outlawed bestiality, but there are a few that...
Like Washington, and Washington has it banned.
Right, that's where the Mr. Hands video came from.
Yeah.
So what is it like over there in the UK when it comes to bestiality?
Well, I think it's... You can get arrested if you, like, caught physically doing it, but if you have, like, porn on your computer or something, then I think that's fine.
That's okay. Okay, well, then you're safe, then. Pony, I'm going to end it right there. Thank you so much for coming on the program. I wish you a lot of luck in your next, horse-fucking encounter. I hope that you will finally get a chance to bang a real broad, and I hope that you get a nice, big, stiff horse cock in your ass soon as well.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank
you. Are welcome. I'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
See you, bro.
I love horses, best of all the animals. I love horses, they're my friends.
Well, I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes, brr.
I have anal sex with the miniature stag. He penetrates me.
Indeed. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Got an extended show for you on Tuesday. Then got an exclusive show coming up on Thursday as well. Plus, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. It's a good deal to help support the program. Superfreaksideshow.com. Do your civic duty as a freak. Thank you. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one is extremely short, but it includes dismemberment, which I'm always interested in. The story comes from L.A. A man dismembered his mother with a saw and then put her in the freezer. An L.A. sheriff's source says an 18-year-old Marywood man accused of killing his mother dismembered her body before stuffing it into a freezer in his apartment. Okay. Homicide investigators at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, which is handling the case, confirmed that the body parts were found in the freezer, but declined to provide further details, saying the investigation was ongoing. I think cutting up your mother and putting her in the freezer is a rather disrespectful way of killing her. I know I'm taking a bold and probably unpopular stance here. The only, like, more degrading way to kill your mother is to, like, drown her in your own liquid feces or something. Could you imagine? You slice your mom up into a bunch of pieces, and then her final resting place is next to the Lean Cuisine and Hot Pockets. There's a bag of pizza rolls lying on her face, you know? Like, that's no way. That's very disrespectful. Oh, God, here's a hard name. Moises Meraz Espinosa. It's not Moses, there's an I in there, Moises, apparently walked into a Huntington Park police station Friday afternoon and told authorities that he had killed someone and that the body was inside an apartment in the 5600 block of Marywood Avenue. Police members said Meraz Espinosa admitted cutting his mother's body with a saw. They said I hope it was like a chainsaw and not like one of those like, that would just take too long. They said he seemed depressed after his girlfriend was hit by a car and killed 4 months ago. Her body remains in the refrigerator crisper. All right, there you go. See, short story. Second one we have for you today. Here's another hilarious story about a stupid teenage girl. Ding. An unidentified 14-year-old girl whose leg was caught in a boat propeller south of the Juno Beach Pier on Saturday still is in the hospital. Surprise, surprise. She had surgery Saturday night at St. Mary's Medical Center and was listed in critical but stable and stupid condition. The girl is expected to be in the same condition today, said Sheriff Spokeswoman Terry Barbara. Hospital officials would not comment on her condition. The girl and her friends were in shallow water at about 2:30 p.m. when a boat carrying other friends approached them, said Barbara. Although she wouldn't identify the girl, by late Saturday, her friends were sending her Facebook messages. They said she was a student at Palm Beach High School.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Would be kind of funny if the girl involved in this boat propeller accident was also the girl who lost a leg lying on the train tracks. You know, Rachel and Destiny. Destiny, watch out! There's a boat coming! That's okay, I'm gonna play a game! How close can I swim behind it? Ah! She loses her other leg, the good one. Can you swim with only one leg? Without both legs, I think you just swim in a circle, right? Can't stop! Tim Lyons, who was at the beach, said the accident occurred when the girl and her friends ran out to meet the boat. Standing in about 3 feet of water, the girls tried to get into the boat, but backed off when a wave carried it towards the beach. The girls were standing near the boat when a bigger wave threatened to ground it. In an apparent attempt to keep the boat from getting beached, the driver revved the engine. The boat hit three of the girls, knocking them down. Somehow, the propeller struck the leg of one of the girls. Lyons described the mayhem after the girl was struck. He said that the girl and her friend were screaming as they dragged her out of the surf. Lifeguards tried to staunch the bleeding by holding towels tightly to her leg. She was screaming, and then she got quiet. She lost a lot of blood. The boat, a 22-foot white Cobla or something, with several people aboard, sped away after the accident. You really don't see too many hit and runs on a boat. The investigation is ongoing. Before the accident, lifeguards repeatedly warned the boater to get out of the swimming area. Despite the warning, the boat continued to approach the beach. So, there you are. And finally today, this story comes from New Zealand. A man stands accused of beating a Palmerston North toddler to death because the 3-year-old got a toilet roll wet. But that is annoying. But defense lawyers for Sean James Donnelly, 22, say he swung 3-year-old Cash McKinnon around by her legs to teach her a lesson, but he never intended to drop her. It's kind of like that public service announcement that I featured a long time ago on DV Log Beer, where the guy is swinging around his kid and then slams him accidentally into a bookcase.
Airplane money!
Right there. That's quite a whack to the head. Airplane man. Okay, enough. Back to the story here. You know, the kid could have died from shaken baby syndrome before he even dropped her. You don't know. The murder trial of Donnelly began before a jury of 4 men and 8 women in the High Court at Palmerston North. Donnelly, a security guard, is accused of killing 3-year-old Cash McKinnon at a house in 2009. She was one of 4 children in his care when she was taken to Palmerston North Hospital with over 80 external injuries. Did quite a number on her, and severe internal head injuries. She died the next day, and police confirmed that her injuries were non-accidental. In his opening statement this morning, Crown Prosecutor Chris Shannon said, Donnelly found a toilet roll in the toilet on the night of the alleged murder. When Cash admitted putting it there, he took her into another room to punish her. Neighbors could hear a child screaming soon after. Make the fucking kid eat that toilet roll. Cash was later seen by other children in the house, unresponsive, with injuries and bandages on her head. At least he did the responsible thing, put a few bandages on there. It wasn't until the next day that Donnelly contacted friends after several unsuccessful attempts to wake Cash. I love it, we waited until the next day. Baby just needs to go to sleep for a while. Donnelly's lawyer, Lorraine Smith, said her client admitted he caused the toddler's death, but denied it was intentional. He had swung her around by the ankles to teach her a lesson for being cheeky, but became dizzy and lost his grip. Donnelly does not know if she, meaning Cash, hit the bed first or how she fell. In a matter of minutes, she fell over and was unconscious. Sean Donnelly should not have hit Cash, but hitting her did not kill her. The serious injuries happened because she fell out of his hands. He never intended to let go, said his lawyer. So there you go. The trial is set down for 3 weeks. I don't know what that means. Maybe they're taking a break for 3 weeks, or it's scheduled to be done in 3 weeks. I don't know. Don't care. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, my freak, speak to me, please.
Hello, Timmy Boo. Pants, call your monkey overlord. I've got a question for you, little fat boy. Do you like the big boo cocky? Do you like a bunch of boys to jerk off on your fucking face, little wanker?
It is a very catchy tune, I must say.
Hey, Tim, I'm a new subscriber to your show. Hey, I'm subscribing to your show, not Tonetta's. I don't want to hear his bullshit anymore. God damn it.
All right, someone who's God damn it. Someone who's not a fan of Tonetta. I'm sorry, but Kaka Kaka Cox is one of the best songs ever.
Hey, Tim, this is the Inglorious Never Nude. And I have to admit that I am a closet ear picker. And the story that you read, I don't even know the fucking date, but they're absolutely right. It's like ecstasy. I mean, you know, I first started out with Q-tips, and, you know, where I work, I sometimes put a pair of tweezers in my ears and scrape around in there, and I've even regressed to the point of taking drill bits and running them around in my ear with my eyes rolling into the back of my head going, yeah. It's all true. The boogeyman is real, and you have found him. Shagoo.
Oh, all right. Someone who enjoys ear pickings.
Timothy James Henson, and this is a long, long time listener from Lexington, Kentucky.
Long-legged Mac Daddy.
I just wanted to express my anger at the near death that just tried to run me off the road. He did not succeed, but I'm sure he will hopefully run himself off the road one of these days. That's really all. I love the show.
Some off a cliff or something.
Bye.
Looking for his medication. I need my heart pills.
Hey, Tim, it's Sideshow Freak Sid from Florida. I am calling because me and Mr. C.B. Goonan made a video for you and Freaks. It's on YouTube. It's DV Log Taser. Yeah,
okay.
There's a dash between DV and log.
Everyone look for DV Log Taser. I will, too.
Yeah, you guys should check it out. It's pretty idiotic.
All right.
And
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Freaks. See, speaking of idiotic. Yeah, I can't do that.
Push the duck a little more.
I can't do the duck thing.
When I couldn't walk anymore, I thought that's it. End of the line. And then I discovered the hover round. Now look at me. Zip, zoom, zang. When I called Hub around, I didn't think I was going to qualify, but I did, and they were nice to me. Nobody's ever nice to me.
All right, that's a nice little endorsement for Hub around.
Hey, James, can you say hi to me, boo?
Hi, K-Boo.
Hello.
Hello. There's no words on it.
Yeah.
Aw, very cute.
Hey, Tim.
Warping your child as an infant.
Hey, Tim. This is an unnamed sideshow member, female.
Really?
I'm calling because I'm really confused about this whole shitting, wiping your ass thing.
Uh-huh.
I happen to wipe my ass sitting down, but I am a woman, and so clearly, you know, that's a womanly thing to do, but, you know, when you go to the bathroom and you're already sitting down, it's, like, way easier. And I don't know how men do it. I don't know if it's different, but a lot of the guys I've dated have had, like, those track marks in their underpants, and it's really fucking gross. Maybe
stand.
They are standing up. I don't know.
Yes.
It's more manly. It might
You girls have to put up with so much disgusting shit from us guys. Like, that doesn't bother you? The fact that he had skid marks
in
his underwear?
Hey, Scoo, Timmy Boo. Sideshow member Magoo here.
Hello.
I am having, I don't know if you classify it as a freak moment. I'm out here having a cigarette break at work, right? Just watching some Alexis K. Tyler to entertain myself. And I've never actually, I mean, I've heard plenty of Alexis K. Tyler clips on the show. I've never actually looked it up on YouTube. So I look one up and she's rambling and blah, blah, blah and talking about dick and all this. I just got to point out this quote. I don't know if you've ever played this quote on the show, but she just said one of the funniest things I've ever heard her say, and she wasn't going crazy and all this. She was just talking about how the dick is powerful and how when you feel a man's erect penis under his pants, it's like fire under the skin.
Oh, yes.
And she then proceeded to say, all dicks are not created equal. They don't all have the same intensity.
She's a dick expert.
You and the rest of us.
I miss Alexis K. Tyler. She really hasn't been producing a lot of videos recently. Come on, Alexis. What's wrong with you? That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Is it? Oh, God.
I'm around.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will be back tomorrow. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye. Ah!